16, it said, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. And your modern translations have omitted through His blood. You'll check the RSVs and all the other V's. They'll have in whom we have redemption, even the forgiveness of sin. But they omit through His blood. And they tell us that we've got a slaughterhouse religion, you know. But they can tell me whatever they want to tell me. Praise God, it's still in the blood. And always has been, always will be. It's not in revelations, visions, and dreams, and speaking in tongues, and being slayed in the Spirit. It's not in that. It's not in good works. It's not in self-righteousness. It's not even in self-esteem. Well, the big thing in the world today, you got to have self-esteem. No, we got to have grace. It's what we got to have. And a lot of folks trying to get to heaven talking about going there. They's not going there. They are not going there. There's one thing you cannot in doctrine, you cannot be wrong on and go to heaven, and that's the doctrine of salvation. It's an impossibility. And I'm glad, thank God, it's by grace. And I believe that. The Bible teaches that. By grace through faith. And that's the only way that sinners are going. All right, enter Bibles again tonight to the Song of Solomon, chapter number 8, please. Song of Solomon, chapter number 8. And I'll try to bring this feeble little old thought that God has laid on my heart. I don't know tonight if these young people that bring water up here, I don't know what they had on their mind. Baptism or a long message? They fixed me up tonight, sure enough. All right. Song of Solomon, chapter number 8, and we're going to read verse 6 again tonight. The Bible says, set me as a seal upon thine heart. Amen. As a seal upon thine arm. And why do that? Here's the reason. For love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement heat. Now may the Lord add His blessing to the reading of that word tonight. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful, Lord, for our gathering together again tonight. Thank You for Thy word that is before us. I pray, Lord, that You'll quicken Your word to every heart, make it alive, make it a blessing. I ask You, Lord, to help. Where there's needs, I ask You to bless where there need be and ask You to restore those, Lord, that may be cold and indifferent. I ask You to fill us with Your Spirit tonight and let us preach the Word of God. Use us for Thy glory. Help us, Lord, just to be ourselves, not try to perform, but just preach the Word of God. Now I pray that Thy Word tonight will do a great work in the hearts of people, reviving the children of God and saving those that are afar off, those, Lord, that have never been brought nigh by the blood. May they tonight, through cords of kindness, be brought to Calvary. They might be saved, redeemed by the precious blood. I pray You'll help me to yield myself, completely give myself wholly to Thee tonight. And may the Spirit of God fill me and touch me and bless me and use me for the preaching of Thy Word. Help my physical body, Lord, as well as my spiritual man. And endue me with power and great wisdom, and we'll thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank You, and you may be seated. Verse number 6, and the very first statement in that verse, where the Bible says, set me as the seal upon thine heart. Amen. And as I said in the morning hour, I believe these are the words of the groom, the Lord Jesus, as He speaks to His bride with that instruction, to set me as the seal upon thine heart. I want to say tonight, He is the seal that is upon our heart. And I want to thank Him for that, that He has sealed me unto the day of redemption. Now, I want to continue, if God will help me tonight, studying this verse. And I want to look at that seal that He says is upon our heart. This is what I had in mind this morning. God led it in a totally different direction when I went to outline it. But I started outlining this. I believe I've got it down, what God wants. And I want to try to preach upon that seal that is upon our heart. And I want you to keep in mind now that a seal is a signet of power and authority. The signet of Pilate was a symbol of great power and authority upon the tomb of the Lord Jesus. But that seal that is upon you and I is not of any earthly authority. It is of a heavenly power and authority. I'm glad that He's put that seal of power and authority upon you and I that have been saved by the grace of God. I'll say secondly that it is a mark of ownership. Amen. Baptists need to learn that you are not your own. Amen. That you have been bought with a price. You know what they do at the bank, friend, when you buy an automobile on time? They'll take and put a notary seal on that title, and it simply states and says that that automobile, you're using it, but it really belongs to the bank. And they have put their seal of lien upon that title. That simply means that they own it. Well, we're not our own. We've been bought with a price. And God has put His seal upon you and I tonight. Especially those of us that belong unto Him, we've been sealed until the day of that redemption. We're His. Those children a while ago sang that song, I Stand Redeemed. I wonder how many of them tonight that sang that really knows what it means to be redeemed. Do we understand that it means that we've been bought back out of the slave market of sin? Oh, that we were a slave to sin out of Adam's loins and all gone astray and would have gone to hell if God had left us alone. But Christ, my friend, redeemed us by His own precious blood and put a seal of the Spirit of God upon us to mark us as His own private property. That's why I can say in the Song of Solomon, I am my beloved and my beloved is mine. We belong unto Him tonight. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verses 19 and 20, He said, for what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own. My friend, we don't have the authority to live any way that we want to live. We don't have the authority to do whatever we want to do. It's our responsibility to find the will of God and walk in the will of God for our life. For we are not our own, we are His. He owns us. He's put His mark and seal upon us. And He has the right to do with us as God pleases. Now, I don't understand everything in my life. I don't understand why I get sick and why Mrs. Hall gets sick. And I don't understand why we have problems and troubles and trials. And I don't understand everything that is happening in your life. But I am confident of this, that we all belong to God, friend. And all things still work together for good to them that love the Lord. And He has the right to do with you and I as He pleases. We are His own personal property. He owns us. He's got a right. If He wants to afflict you, He's got a right to do it. Amen. Amen. I own. Hey, by the way, I own that old Buick over at my house, that 92. If I want to go over there and kick a wind out of it, I'll do it. It's mine. Amen. I paid for it. I mean the last farthing, brother. I paid for it. I worked and labored and made, I think, 54 payments and paid it. It belongs to me. Therefore, I can do with that automobile as I please. Brother, on the cross when Christ died in your place and in my place, He paid the debt that you and I could not pay, and He put His seal upon you and I as a mark of ownership, and we're not our own. We've been bought with a price. We belong to Him. Oh, you're not your own. You're bought with a price. Said, therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Not just in your spirit, in your body and spirit. In other words, live right inside and outside. Be clean in the heart, be clean in the life. Amen to God. His seal now is also a symbol of preservation. It simply means that we are preserved in Him. Boy, I'm telling you, if some Armenians could get a hold of that tonight, they'd do a double back flip, friend. Problem with that crowd is their seal got an air bubble in it and leaked a little air in, and they got fired somewhere down the line. I'm going to say, I ain't going to lose what I got. I am sealed under the day of redemption by the Holy Spirit of promise. I am preserved in the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want to preach on that, but that don't give me a right to do anything I want to do either. Grace does not give us the authority to live in sin. Grace teaches us that we ought to deny ungodliness and worldly lust and live a sober, righteous life in this present evil world that we're in. Amen. Paul said in Ephesians 4:30, he said, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." Preserved there. No decay. No defilement. No rotting away. We are preserved in Him. You know, I have eaten fruit and vegetables that's been canned and preserved in jars and been there for years, and open them up and they're just as fresh, my friend, as the day they went into that jar. Now, I've got news for you. To a child of God that is under the blood and sealed by the Holy Ghost, we'll be just as fresh when we get to glory as we were the day that we got saved by the grace of God. Listen what old brother Jude says. Jude said in verse number 1, he said, "Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, and called." Somebody said, "How can that be?" I don't know, but I'm glad that I found the cleft that's in the rock, my friend, and found a place of refuge in the storm, a place that will preserve me for all time and eternity, not just time upon the earth, but for all eternity. I am preserved. My life is preserved in the Lord Jesus. My life is hid with Christ. In God, I'm preserved. Somebody said, "Preacher, what's that word preserved mean?" I'm glad you asked. That word's got several definitions. But one of them is to guard from loss or injury by keeping the eye upon. I'm glad, thank God, His eye is not only upon the sparrow, but His eye is upon you and I tonight that have been to Calvary. Oh, yes, sir. He will guard you and I from injury and loss. Our soul and our spirit, my friend, is guarded from any injury or loss because we're preserved by the power of the Holy Ghost of God. To guard from loss of injury by keeping the eye upon. And here, this is going to hair lift our Armenian friends. You've heard that crowd say, "Well, I know the Bible says that no man can pluck us out of our Father's hand, but we can take ourselves out of His hand." Here is another definition of that word preserve. It means to prevent from escaping. Son, you ain't, hey, you can't get out. That seal cannot be broken. The devil can't break that seal. Principalities and powers cannot break that seal. The world cannot break that seal. Eternity will not decay that seal. We are preserved in Him for all time and eternity. That's just a simple way of saying I'm saved. Praise God, I'm saved. And you don't get saved, saveder and savedest. You just get saved by the good grace of Almighty God. That word, and I like this, it means a fortress or a full lines of military apparatus. Son, if you think Uncle Sam has got a lot of military power, you hadn't seen nothing yet, son. We are surrounded by a spiritual power that is like an all-military apparatus. Well, I'm glad God's got a shield to thwart all the fiery darts of the devil. They cannot reach me. Decay cannot reach my soul. Defilement cannot reach my soul. Corruption cannot reach my soul. Condemnation cannot reach my soul. No, because I am preserved under the day of redemption by the power of the Holy Ghost of God. I don't know about you, but that makes me want to get a little bit happy. I would to God some of you out there would get a little happy. We might go to a meeting tonight, amen, if you do it. Praise God, hallelujah. To know that my soul is not going to rot in hell, my friend. Hey, no, sir. And it's not going to spoil while I'm waiting on this side. I've been given a preservative sign. Amen. It's called the blood of the Lamb and the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm sealed tonight. Fourthly, that word means a note. The note of prophecy or fulfillment or command. He said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him coming to me I will in no wise shall cast out. Amen. Are you listening to me? He said, all that the Father hath given me, I have lost none. Save the son of perdition, not one. Fulfilling that command of the Father. Bless his wonderful name. I wonder why Baptists were in doubt about losing their salvation. Wonder if I'm in. Wonder if I'm out. What can I do? I'm going to tell you what you can do. Absolutely nothing you can do, for it's already been done. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Now get this now. Here's another one our Armenian friends ain't going to like. That word preserve. It means to detain and maintain. In other words, I'm detained there and I'm maintained there. Amen. I didn't do anything to get saved. Neither can I do a thing to stay saved. Amen. I don't have any power to prevent decay or corruption. Neither do I have the power to prevent the devil from spoiling my soul. But I am detained and maintained by the power of Almighty God, by that Holy Ghost that God's given us, that dwells in our bosom, my friend. He has detained me and maintains my soul intact. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is right. Blessed be His wonderful name. Praise God. Now, I've got some scriptures. I've only got 3 points. That seal, set me, he said, as a seal upon your heart. I will say that seal, first of all, preserves the soul of man. Woo! Somebody said, I'll do good works and preserve it myself. Son, how you going to preserve and maintain something you can't even see? I know some of these charismatic folks, they claim they've seen Jesus and seen souls and spirits and all this and seen devils and 900-foot Jesus and all that, but I have never seen my soul. I've been in rooms where men have died. I'm talking about good men that love God. Stood beside old Ross Robertson. He rolled his head over and said, Preacher Hall, said, what are you doing here? I said, I come to be with you, Brother Ross. He said, there ain't no big thing. Looked over at my wife, said, well, Miss Hall, said, what are you doing here? And she said, I just come up, Brother Ross, to be with you a while. He said, ain't no big thing, folks. Said, no, you all didn't have to bother about coming up here. I'm just getting ready to go to God. Amen. And he rolled his head over, let a tear out on his cheek, and graduated from this world. And I did not see near his soul, but I know that his soul departed from his body under the preservating power of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Which one of them wives of Jacob was sitting in while her soul was then departed? Hallelujah. I've seen a lot of souls depart, but I ain't never seen the soul, but I've seen the shell they left behind when they got out of it. Amen. Hallelujah. He preserves the soul. Listen to what old David said. I'll put it this way for some of you scholars. what the psalmist said. Psalm 116, verse 6, 7, and 8. Said, the Lord, and boy, this fits me. Said, the Lord preserveth the simple. Woo! Amen, amen, son. Somebody said, I'm not too simple. I am. I confess I'm simple, buddy. I confess it, my friend, because He preserves the simple. I'm going to tell you, the proud and the arrogant, the stiff-hearted man's going to hell, friend. Those that claim to know a whole lot when they're really ignorant are going to die and go to hell. I tell you what, we better plead. We better plead ignorance before God. That's right. We're just simple folk, poor folk, humble folk, lowly folk, meek folk. Amen. The poor in spirit and the meek in the earth. That's whom God come to redeem, my friend. And He preserves the soul of the simple, the Bible says. It goes on in that verse to say, I was brought low, and it helped me. Woo! Said, return. Now listen to this. This is the psalmist. He said, return unto thy rest, O my soul. Why return from it? I'm going to tell you why. Because it had been in turmoil. Under conviction, the soul is under turmoil. When God arrests that soul and convicts that soul, it's under turmoil, my friend. Condemnation, not a fun thing to be under. It'll drive you pretty low, and you won't find no rest. Your bed sheets will get short at night. You won't be able to rest real well. That popcorn bubble gum blowing crowd that hits the altar, blowing bubbles and tell me they're saved by the grace of God. They're yet in the gall of iniquity and on their way to hell without God and without hope. I tell you, friend, He said, return unto thy rest, O my soul. For the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. Can you get that? That is the psalmist talking to his own soul. He said, return. Return to your rest, O my soul. Why? For the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. He's done the soul right. He's washed it. It was black as midnight, but He washed it in His blood. It was red like crimson, and He made it as white as snow. It found no rest day or night, but God spoke and it found peace. Hallelujah. Amen. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. From death! Have they do it? Come on in the house, children. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And He delivered our soul from death. How? By bathing us in His blood, dying in our place. And when He brought us out, He sealed us unto everlasting habitation by the power of the Holy Ghost of God. Set Him as a seal upon you tonight and relish in the things of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Woo! Somebody said, what do you see there? The Bible said, though a good man falls seven times, God will lift him up. We're crying a little bit now, ain't we? Got a few tears in the eyes. My Bible tells me here that he delivered a soul from death and his eyes from tears and the feet from falling. I'm going to tell you what I see there. Come on in the house now. That psalmist looked out yonder and said, Lord, You delivered my soul from death. And if You delivered my soul from death, certainly You're going to carry me all the way, hallelujah, to God, to heaven's bright shore. There may be some sorrow and some tears now, some heartache now, Lord. I may fall and flounder and kick around and stumble now, but thank God because You've delivered my soul from death. Lord, You've also dried up the tears of my eyes, and You've also brought me into eternal habitation where my feet will never fall. Hallelujah! That's preservation! That's eternal life! Somebody said, do you believe in eternal security? No. don't find a word in the Bible. But I tell you what I do believe. Eternal life. That's right. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish but have eternal life. Bless His wonderful name. I believe in eternal life for Him, but not in eternal security. And if you've got eternal life, what more do you need? And we know we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. What's wrong with us tonight? Hallelujah to God. If we're preserved in Him and called. Y'all ain't lost me, have you? Psalm 133:18-19. He said, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine." Wonderful God. His seal, "Set me as a seal upon thine arm." It preserves our soul. I want to say secondly, this is going to get some of you, buddy. This is going to, and I'm not fussing at you. I love you, but this is what God told me to preach. I've got news for you. That seal not only preserves our soul, it preserves our song. Get this now. I want you to listen. We've read this verse. We've preached this verse. Psalm 140, verses 1, 2, and 3. "I waited patiently upon the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings." Get this. "And He." Amen. "And He." Amen. "Put a song in my mouth." Amen. That's going to get you, ain't it, Baptist? I knew you'd die right there. "And He put a song in my mouth." Even praise unto our God. I want to ask you something. Who put the song in her mouth when we come out of the miry clay? You think God's an end-to-end giver? I'm going to prove to you that our song is preserved. Ecclesiastes 3:14. "I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever." Let me ask you something. Did He put a song in her mouth? Yes. If He put it there, then it's done forever. Is that right or is that wrong? Come on in the house now. I see some of you starting to stare at the ceiling, pick your nose. I'm going to make you eat it in a minute. Come on now. Just hang with me. "I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, and nothing taken from it." Did He put a song in our mouth or not? If He did, then nothing can be taken from it. Son, it's there. Who is the author of salvation? Salvation is of the Lord. Well, if He done it, can you lose it? Then that same God that brought you out of a horrible pit, He also put a song in your mouth. Can you lose it? Come on now. "And God doeth it that men should fear before Him." Hallelujah. He preserves our soul and preserves our song. Now notice now. Don't nobody leave me. Don't leave me. Notice in Revelation 5:9, the Bible said, "And they sung a new song." And somebody said, "See there, Brother Hall, he does give us another song." No. You need to read the rest of that verse. He giveth us a new song. What did they sing when they crossed the Red Sea? A new song. Don't back off and leave me now. Goes on to say in that same portion of verse 9 in chapter 5 of Revelation, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us by God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto God to be kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Now, don't nobody leave me. Here we are getting a song put in our heart when God saved us. And here we are in Revelation chapter 5 after we've done got to heaven. He's called us out in chapter 4 and we're in heaven. And the Bible said, and they sang a new song.
Amen.
But here's the new song. Thou hast redeemed us.
Amen.
For the Lamb, worthy to take the book, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us. Come on in the house, children. Same song. Not another verse, not another chorus, but the same song we've been singing for all these years since they brought us out of that horrible pit and put a song in our mouth. I've been singing, redeemed, redeemed, I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Same song I've been singing, I'll keep on singing for all eternity. Why? Because God done it, and nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken from it. Hallelujah. You get that now? I have been thanking Him. Now I hope I can say this song. I hope I can say this word right. Do you know what the definition of song is? A strolling minstrelsy. I didn't say that right. I'm from Indiana. But it's an elongated word for minstrel. It means a strolling minstrel that is singing. Strolling. Singing. Strolling where, Brother Hall? I'm glad you asked. Shun it ain't through the park in the mad month of May. It's strolling through life with Jesus, with a song in my heart that I've been redeemed and that is worthy of my praise and my adoration. A new song, but it's the old song that we've been singing all these years. The same song that He put in our mouth. That's wonderful. Thank you, Brother Hall. I appreciate that truth you just brought out. I ain't never heard no other preacher bring it out. Same old song. Redeemed, oh how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child. And forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed. Yeah! I think I'll stroll a little while, Leroy. If you don't mind, I think I'll just stroll a little while. Redeemed. Redeemed. Here I come, Mr. Trouble, through tribulation, trials, and snares. Redeemed. Just roll out, preacher. Let me put her down this way. What kind of songs is it, Brother Hall? Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Ain't none of this Dolly Parton, Johnny Trash, Garbage Brooks. Psalms and hymns. Spiritual songs. Hallelujah. I'm about to have another running spell. Walk around through that old warehouse in Greenville at Addison and sang. I walked up front one day and men was standing up there and one of them said, "You just have to go out singing all the time." I said, "How can I not? He put a song in my heart." Redeemed. Now get this. We can also, and I just got this in my revelation, we can also say that it's a testimony for let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Some of you tight-lipped varmints, I wonder how you open your mouth to eat. You open your mouth to eat, you can't even say amen when your pastors are preaching. Shame on us. Amen. Do you know all 50 of the Psalms are songs? Son, God wants us to sing. He redeemed us to sing. The first thing they did was bow at the throne and worship. And the second thing they did was got up and sang redeemed hallelujah to proclaim it. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, God would have made me, if God had saved me and made me as singified as He did the devil. That's right. He was quite a musician, buddy. Better believe he was. And most of them out here on the road, I'm going to tell you what they are. Same thing he is, devils. I won't charge you nothing for that. Running up and down the road, cigarette smoke blowing out all the windows. Bless God. Looks like a cloud rolling in on them. And it ain't the Shekinah glory. Amen. But can I say this to you? That song is preserved, but I'm going to tell you, God, the devil can rob you of it. We've got it. It's there. It's like salvation and victorious. We're more than conquerors through Him that loves us. Everybody's not living a conqueror's life. Everybody's not living a victorious life, but we can. He's given us ability, but everybody ain't doing it. He's given us a song, but everybody ain't a sing it. Amen. You know why? Some of you is in spiritual captivity, and you can't sing the songs of Zion in a strange land. Amen. Oh, God, give me something, Benny. I'm gonna share it with you in just a minute. Listen to this. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yeah, we wept. Amen. When we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows. They said, that's all she wrote. We're just going to hang up our harps and quit singing. Hung their harps on the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us, I want you to underline that word, wasted us, required of us mirth, singing, sing us one of the songs of Zion. But here was their answer. How shall we sing the Lord's songs in a strange land? And I said, there are they that wasted us. I thought, Lord, what does that word mean? I've got a good Strong's, two of them, three of them. And I looked that word up, wasted, and you know what it means? Listen to me. I'm not being ugly. I'm just telling you what that word means. It means caused to howl. You know what we do when we're in spiritual captivity? Oh! Oh! sang it?
That's right.
Oh! Miss Hall got a little old doll I bought a long time ago named Ethan. Ethan. Right? Set him in there on a shelf in the bathroom. And Ethan's got that fiddle. And Ethan's dog is laying down there like this. He ain't making too sweet of music. Now, I'm gonna tell you what the problem is, son. We don't have any spiritual liberty tonight. We're bound, though not by the sins of ungodliness and wickedness, but bound up in doubt and depression and oppression, shutting down in Babylon, my friend, by the rivers of the Babylon, and we've hanged our hearts upon the will of the decided that we cannot sing with mirth and joy, for we live in a dry and a thirsty land. I'm going to tell you something. One thing I like about Peg, she's going to sing until she dies, son. And I done made up my mind, I'm going to keep on singing! And if I put all I got in it, it may not be pretty to you, but God will like it. Sing on, son. I put that there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I dare you say something about a song God give me.
Amen.
Somebody said, I'd rather hear somebody else sing than you. I would too. But I'm still going to keep on singing. I didn't get this third point till this morning. He preserves our soul. He preserves our song.
Amen.
He preserves our sanctuary.
Amen.
Set me as a seal on your heart. I'll preserve you. I'll preserve your soul. I'll preserve your song. I'll preserve the sanctuary.
Amen.
On this rock I will build my church.
Amen.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Son, if that ain't preserved, I don't know what it is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm about ready to turn the cartwheel.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm going to show you how he preserves it. Are you listening to me? We're about done. I'm about done. Record time tonight. Ain't 8 o'clock yet. I read this morning in Hebrews 9 to the men in the men's Sunday school class. I'm not going to read all of it. But in verse 1 of Hebrews 9, Paul is talking about the priesthood and talking about the earthly tabernacle that was pitched in the wilderness and talking about the heavenly tabernacle, the heavenly sanctuary that we have. Listen carefully. He said in verse 1 of that chapter, then verily the first covenant had no ordinance, had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. Son, we've got divine ordinances, buddy. That's pretty holy, if you ask me. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God! That's pretty divine, if you ask me. But we minister it in a worldly, in an earthly sanctuary. Somebody said, now, preacher, I don't put a whole lot of, you know, I don't have to go to church. You're lost.
Amen.
Heard a preacher some time ago on you. He said, don't tell me you've got to go to church to be saved. I'll label you as a Pharisee. I said, I'm one of them, and I guess. To myself, I said that. I don't think a man can be saved and lay out of the house of God. Period.
Amen.
Why? It is His worldly, His earthly sanctuary.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to be quite honest with you. I used to have a problem with that word sanctuary. I've heard people say, well, we're going to do this in the sanctuary, do that in the sanctuary. And I'd say to myself, don't call that a sanctuary. It's an auditorium. No, no, I'm talking sanctuary.
Amen.
I was wrong.
Amen.
I was wrong.
Amen.
This is an earthly sanctuary, and I'm going to show you something. Get this now. Verse 11 of that same chapter. That same Jesus, I said. Chapter 11 or verse 11, that same chapter. Said, but Christ, being come and high priest of God, of good things to come, by greater and more perfect tabernacle. Now, don't get bent out of joint now. I'm going to mention three words: tabernacle, sanctuary, and temple. Temple means to dwell. Tabernacle is a habitation. You dwell there. And sanctuary is a sacred place or thing that we meet.
Amen.
All basically the same thing.
Amen.
But Christ, being common high priest of God, of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. Son, you think he don't put a premium on worship in the house of God?
Amen.
He said there is a sanctuary yonder that is not made with hands. I've given you an earthly sanctuary to worship in, but glory to his name, baby. We're going to a heavenly sanctuary, not made with man's hands. That's eternal in the heavens. And if you don't like church now, you're going to be bad out of sorts up there.
Amen.
You better learn to like it or you ain't going to be by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in, walked into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Wonder why he entered into that. Somebody like to guess where the blood was always offered? In that earthly sanctuary?
That's right.
On the mercy seat. God help.
Amen.
Or let Brother Smith get up and finish this. He's well more versed on it than what I am. But that high priest would go in there one time a year and offer blood.
Amen.
In that holy place.
Yes, sir.
You guess who was back there? Shekinah glory of God.
Amen.
Over that mercy seat. And that high priest would go back there one time a year and offer that blood. Why? He offered it in the presence of God. Because it's God, when men are saved, they live in the presence of God.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
That blood was offered on that mercy seat in an earthly sanctuary.
Amen.
But Jesus, being a great high priest over the family of God, entered in one time. Once.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. God.
And offered his blood. Where?
Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to sound worldly. Don't know any other way to say this. Without that high priest entering in one time and shedding his blood, there could be no worship.
Amen.
In that earthly sanctuary.
Right.
That blood made a way for man to worship God in a worldly, earthly sanctuary.
Amen.
But it could not purge our conscience from dead works. But I'm going to tell you what Jesus has done, son. He didn't go back to the tabernacle, neither did he go back to the temple. But he went into that sanctuary in heaven. Not made with hands. Not of this building. And with his own blood he offered it there. Why? In the presence of God. Why, Brother Hall? So we can, boy, some of you is going to feel bad now. But so we can worship in that heavenly sanctuary.
Amen.
Somebody said, well, we don't. You can't worship without his divine presence. Boy, God just gave me this, and I believe the Holy Ghost gave it to me. You remember anything about Hebrew or about Revelation 4:1? After this I beheld, my specs. I was getting ready to get done, but God keeps forgiving me something. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. You ever think what that door might be? I thought a lot of times what it might be, but I know now that the Holy Ghost just told me. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you, that earthly sanctuary, did it have a door, Brother Wayne? Well, it did have a door, didn't it? It had a veil back there too, didn't it?
Amen.
You know what? I believe that door is going to be open in heaven. I believe it's going to be that heavenly sanctuary, friend. He dwells there.
Amen.
You think it ain't going to be big? All the redeemed through all the ages going to get in it. And somebody said, now, preacher, you talking crazy. No, I am not talking crazy. Listen to this. The Bible said in the book of Revelation, I'll find it here in just a second, and I saw no temple therein. For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. And the Lamb is the temple of it. Somebody said, where are we now? We're in Him. I'm buried some of you. I've buried some of you. I've buried. We're in Him. We worship in Him. Get a hold of this. His flesh, it was ripped. His flesh is the top of the veil. And we're in Him. And He is our heavenly sanctuary that we'll worship God in for all eternity. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb of God.
Amen.
If you ain't in Him down here, you'll never be in Him up there, buddy. Boy, I wish I could find that. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders, thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. I wonder where that throne's at. John, if you got any spirituality about you at all, you ought to be down your hands and knees and licking Him on the back of the head like those talking about worshiping God.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe when that door of that tabernacle opens, friend, there's going to be a voice from inside. Come! Up! Hither! And we'll depart from this earthly sanctuary to a sanctuary that's preserved, get this, by the same blood that's preserved the earth. The church is kept by the power of God, the sanctuary in glory. Kept by the power of God. Send me as a seal on your heart. For I've preserved your soul, preserved your song, and preserved your sanctuary.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory!
Hallelujah.
I said, I don't like you to act like that. You may not like it, but the Holy Ghost does, man. I'll tell you somebody else that likes it. I like it. Miss Hall said she likes it, so let me alone. Oh, I get two,
amen.
Glory! Church, we're going to heaven, moving out of this tabernacle into a heavenly sanctuary. Glory, 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 glory! Somebody said, well, somebody said, he ain't doing nothing but trying to stir us up. You're right!
Amen.
You need stirred up!
Amen.
Amen to God.
Amen.
Ain't that wonderful? Preserved. Sanctified by God the Father. Preserved in Jesus Christ. And called. We're sealed unto the day of redemption. And that bunch of Armenians should lack it, lump it, hump it, bump it, dump it. Don't make a bit of difference to me. Hallelujah. I feel like I can float on a cloud. Amen. I feel right spiritual tonight. I bless His wonderful name. Thank God! I'm trying to shut up. The flesh is, but the body, the soul, I keep on hollering a little while. Some of y'all look like you done swallowed a bullfrog. God will call you in and judge account one day. We're quenching the Holy Ghost of God. There'll be no grieving God up yonder, friend. Although Billy Kelly say all the doubters will be gone or something like that. Oh, there's going to be a meeting in the air. Woo! And one of these days, the sweet by now be the sweet now and now. Glory to God. Son, I've been needing a little of it. Glory! I've been needing a little of it. I'm going to tell you that. Looked in that paper the other night and talked about, said the storm edged somebody. I said, I wouldn't even flip what the storm done. There was all just a jumping and a screaming. I thought, buddy, carry on over a little old ball game. Get this now. That 1 second after it's over, it's over. And our whole life is yet ahead of us. For our life is hid with Christ in God. Our whole life is ahead of us. Lord, to praise Him and worship at His feet. Bless His wonderful name. For saving my never dying soul. Sat down over there by Miss Hall a while ago, and I said, which one of them fellas was it that asked me if I was a preacher? She found that thing there and said, it was old Joe here. I said, well, get your topping fingers out, sweetheart. I said, hello, Joe. This is Preacher Hall. Amen. I said, to answer your question, yes, sir, I am a preacher. And I said, by the way, I just want to let you to know that I'm a King James Bible-thumping, red-faced Baptist preacher. And made her back from Vietnam, and I said, in 1970, I was nothing but a gutter drunk and a bum. But God came to the miry clay. God came to that horrible pit where the snares of death and hell had compassed me about. And I said, he took a drunk, made a preacher out of me. Magnify the grace of God. From the man to the choir, hallelujah to God. Save, save, save us. Shame on the boogeyman. I'm about as drunk right now, praise God. Man, get you. Wouldn't care if you blew. Come out of the center of the night, son. Saved! 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 Glory! Somebody said our Puritan forefathers wouldn't have acted like that. How do you know how they'd act? Bless God, you didn't live back then. Yeah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
I don't know what I'm doing. Crazy than I've been. I'm like that little old girl Doug Thompson said that day. Said, "Mama, Daddy's drunk on God. I'm drunk as a Hovind's ghost tonight," whatever that is. Heard a guy say one time, said, "I'm drunker than Cooter Brown." I don't know who Cooter Brown is. I hope y'all, I ain't been like this in a long time. Oh, Brother Paul said, "Bear with me in my folly a little while."
Amen.
Good to get like this. I'm like that black lady in Chattanooga. I feel good, good, good. Tell on her. Walked in the room over a while ago and she said, "You dog." "What'd I do?" She said, "I was praying and said Jesus said that you could get along without me, you dog." I said, "Hey, I can't." Told her she better talk to him again.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Josh, when you gonna get in, son? Huh? God's a dealing with you? You ain't? You wanna get in though, don't you? That's good.
Amen. Amen.
When you gonna get in, Josh? You in? You already in. Praise God, son. Amen. That made me and you brothers. I'm about crazy. I don't know what. I'm coming down a little bit, y'all. Hang with me. I'll settle on down here in a minute, buddy.
Amen.
You girls ever give any thought about going to heaven?
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
You get right with God, you can act like that some of these days, don't you?
Amen. That's right. Amen.
You don't want to act like this, huh? Well, you'll go to the ball game and do it.
That's right. Amen.
Jesus loves you, girl.
Amen.
Old Brother Jerry bringing you to the house of God.
Amen.
Think about heaven. Ain't that wonderful?
Amen.
What about you, Watermelon? You got in yet? Yeah? Huh? You going to make it. I'm praying for you.
Amen.
Boys, I'm going to tell you, when I come all the way down and I lay down in that bed tonight, it's over.
Amen.
Preaching works you up into such a... Huh? Come here, boy. Come here. There you go. Hallelujah. You in yet? Just safe, huh? All right.
Amen.
Folks, if you ain't got the message, you're not going to get it. I can sum up the whole message in three words. We are saved.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Lord,
amen.
deserve. Yeah. I didn't get you to hug you, did it, buddy? I'm going to hug you one more here. Care if I hug you?
Amen.
I'll hug your wife. She don't care.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you.
Amen.
Son, can you imagine getting in that sanctuary up yonder? And the man of God walks to the pulpit and says, let's take our Bibles.
Amen.
Turn in your Bibles to me. And the Word does a little preaching to it. There won't be no other preacher sitting around saying, I'll be glad when he gets done. I'll show him what to do either. Oh, no, buddy. Greatest preacher ever lived, name of Jesus. You better believe it. Wonderful Savior we have. I love Him tonight. I hope God chuckled your heart a little. Tickled your soul a little bit tonight. Helped encourage you a little bit. Help you to realize that if you're in Jesus, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. We're going home. We're going home. Praise His wonderful name. Glad that we are. Let's stand together, will you?